Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears. Featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to sound off.
Alongside John Sears, I am Keith Murphy, and a happy Memorial Day weekend to you. Glad you're inside, out of the heat, and hopefully enjoying yourself. We have the Cavs in the championship series again.
Again.
And LeBron James, how many times in a row now?
This is eight.
Eight times in a row in the finals. Incredible run. Your chance to sound off. That's the hot topic. 515-282-9010 as LeBron does it again. And many doubted him tonight because the Celtics had not lost in Boston this entire postseason.
Crazy.
And Kevin Love, the second best player on the Cavaliers, did not play tonight. He's in the concussion protocol. Didn't matter. James gets it done anyway.
They even tried to tackle him.
What did he have? 35?
35, 15, and 9.
That's a pretty good game. Sound off. 282-9010. The NFL just threw gas on the fire it once extinguished. You know how many players took a knee during the playoffs? Zero. But the NFL announced an inane new national anthem policy anyway and fanned the flames. Players must stand for the anthem and show proper respect. However, players can stay in the locker room, and if a player does kneel or raises a fist, the team is fined, not the player. President Trump, the man owners most wanted appeased, already said no one should stay in the locker room, and anyone who kneels shouldn't be in the country. The NFL should have just let this fade away or go all in. No locker room outs or vague fines. People confuse the First Amendment frequently. Freedom of speech does not allow you to say anything you want anytime you want. NFL teams are private companies. Players are subject to discipline or termination if they don't follow the rules. Same here. I can go in the street and start dropping F-bombs, but if I do it right now, I could be fired. Wear the uniform, follow the rules, or deal with the consequences. The NBA has a policy that's clear. Players must stand for the national anthem. The league, viewed most socially progressive, makes it mandatory, and all the players do stand. No player has refused in more than 20 years. Why? The NBA gets that when fans watch the game, they don't want politics or protests. Outside the staging of the game, the NBA encourages players and coaches speak their minds, use platforms for societal issues, and not stick to sports. They're having it both ways. Meantime, the NFL just made a major policy change without any input from the workforce. Players had no say. This new rule is not about NFL owners' love of country. It's about their love of money. This is the same league that charged the Pentagon for fighter jet flyovers and surprise homecomings. Paid patriotism. Well, much of this is fake patriotism. It's billionaires panicked about presidential smackdowns and declining ratings. And the NFL can't get out of its own way.
I have a feeling we haven't heard the last of that, Keith. All right. It's a big week for early NBA draft entries. Wednesday is the deadline to withdraw your name from the NBA draft and stay in school. Locally here in the state, all eyes are on Iowa's Tyler Cook and Iowa State's Lindell Wigginton. Each has worked out for at least six NBA teams, both hoping to hear positive feedback and a reason to stay in the draft. I don't think either Cook or Wigginton will hear what they want to from scouts. but I only think one will be back in school next year. Wigginton is a 6'2 athletic freak. I mean that in a good way. He's a human highlight waiting to happen. Just ask Oklahoma's Kadeem Latin.
Wigginton splits the defense and throws
it. Oh my goodness!
Wigginton has all the athletic physical tools to play at the next level, but there are still concerns about playing the point. Is he big enough to be a shooting guard, turnovers, and becoming a more consistent shooter? I think Wigginton really, really wants to go to the NBA right now, but I don't think he's going to get the feedback he's hoping for, and he will be back in Ames one more season. Tyler Cook is one of the most explosive players in Iowa history. Came to Iowa with an incredibly high ceiling. He's shown flashes where you think, okay, that's next level stuff. But then you watch the poor defense and the fact he doesn't have much of an outside shot, and it's a long shot for Cook to get drafted. He's 6'9 and was 1-for-7 on threes this year. If he was declaring for the draft 30 years ago, he'd likely be drafted. But in today's game, 6'9 guys have to be able to shoot and shoot from three. All that said, I don't think Cook is coming back to Iowa. I think he keeps his name in the draft, goes undrafted, then tries to find a G League home or a spot in Europe to work on his game. Start making money now with hopes of making an NBA roster someday. No inside information from me. That's just the vibe I've gotten since I last talked to him at the Big Ten tournament.
I think you could take Tyler Cook, Isaiah Moss, Lindell Wigginton, Tiny Ref, and LeBron James.
What about, throw those, me on there.
You come off the bench.
Yeah, I'm off the bench.
So those five and you off the bench, mm-hmm. go to the finals next year.
We'd have a good shot. We'd have a good team there. Yeah.
It's
how crazy is LeBron and what he's been?
Well, it's about as crazy as the Tiny Ref challenging the Southeast Polk Blur to a race. Let's go to the tail of the tape. Tiny Ref versus Sidney Milani. Least mode versus beast mode. Tiny Ref, 22 inches tall on Sound Off. Milani, always 5'4", at least this year, always 5'4". Tiny Ref's personality, annoying. Mm-hmm. Sidney's bubbly.
Yep.
Claim to fame, state chump and state champ.
Yeah.
This race is nearly 200 yards, so Tiny Ref's time unknown. Sidney Milani can cover it inside 24 seconds.
She can fly.
Yeah, enough talk. Let's rewind the race of the century, or at least the race of the iCubs first inning.
You know, you can't talk smack if you're coughing on the dust I'm kicking in your face. Go!
Called a false start. There's no way that was 5 seconds. Don't give me that.
Where does that rank in your lifetime accomplishments?
Number one by far. I mean, Tiny Ref over here, he's a good athlete, so I mean, that was pretty, it was a stretch for me. I wasn't sure if I was going to win, but we got the job done.
Tiny Ref is right. We went back and reviewed the tape. He did not get a 5 second head start.
So he's correct in what he said.
Yes, okay. He got a 6 second head start.
Oh, so he got a bigger head start and he still couldn't win.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, he kind of hit the wall.
He hit the wall at about the 150 mark.
I'd say about 120.
And he was stumbling. He was struggling. And it was hot too.
That was fun to watch, man. The dirt's kicking up, just catches him from behind. Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Tiny Ref judges, if he's not moping too much. Jeff says post-sound-off show host Buck McNeely looks like baseball great Roger Clemens. Tiny Ref? Roger Clemens won't like that. At Army Hill says the Brandy Chastain Hall of Fame plaque looks nothing like Brandy Chastain, but it does look like Iowa State basketball coach Bill Fenley. Tiny Ref? It looks more like Fenley than it does Chastain.
It looks more like 50 other people than it does Brandy Chastain.
Oh, it's just terrible.
Guys, 10 years is a lot of time, enough for things to go in a completely different direction and then come back around. Just ask LeBron, Brady, and Parkersburg. It's What's Bugging Andy next.
You can follow us on Twitter at SoundOff13. Iowa Eagle comments on Lindell Wigginton, the subject of John's commentary tonight. He's ranked around 90th going into the draft. Unless he wants to go pro now, he's coming back. These workouts are more about getting pro coaching and feedback on his game. Still probably 2 years away from being a first-round pick.
After Drake football beat the Chinese All-Stars 77-zip, Drake grad Oliver writes, "We want Bama."
That's fantastic. Here's the best, safest bet in the entire world. When a team from the United States plays a team from anywhere outside the United States in football.
American football.
Yeah, American football, not soccer. Go big on the United States team.
Lay it all on the line.
Because no one else really plays football to speak of. And we just kill people. 10 years goes by in the blink of an eye. 10 years ago, Andy Fales sat in that chair right there.
Yeah, I'm right here now. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's What's Bugging Andy.
I went back to Parkersburg this week. It had been 10 years since the deadly EF5 tornado and 10 years since I walked through the rubble to report on it. It's completely rebuilt and beautiful once again. Returning there, I was reminded of just how much the world changes in that amount of time. And how much it really doesn't. Think of it. In 2008, you were 10 years younger than you are now. You probably had a hard time imagining what it would feel like to be the age you are now. And now you probably feel much the same as you did back then. At this time in 2008, the Celtics were battling LeBron James in the Eastern Conference. And Tom Brady was licking his wounds after he and the Patriots were upset in the Super Bowl. 10 years later, and well, things are exactly the same. 10 years ago tonight, I was probably doing What's Bugging Andy and driving the same truck, and I had about the same hair. But 10 years ago, I had no kids and no house payment, and I could watch movies until late at night and sleep in the morning. And I didn't have to dig Play-Doh out of the carpet or wake up in the middle of the night to a pair of little feet in my face and fold huge baskets of clothes and little boxer briefs with fart stains in them. And well, I mean, now my life is much more fulfilling. Emphasis on full. In 10 years, Parkersburg has been through a lot, and so have I, and so have you, and so have the Cubs and the Cyclones and Brady and Belichick, and even LeBron and the Celtics. Just take a moment to think of it all. But then let it also occur to you that 10 years is just a blip in the grand scope of things, and that 10 years from now, you might feel much the same. I'm Andy Fales, and that's What's Bugging Me.
Andy, you have a good Memorial Day. Next on Sound Off, who's in your five bad statues? Plus, we have a line open right now. Live calls, 515-282-9010 to Sound Off. You don't know who that is, do you? I'm going to let you know next, John, because it is a bad statue. That lady's going to wish she didn't take a picture. Like us on Facebook, Sound Off Nation. John Kelly also comments on Wigginton and the NBA. He oozes potential and can really elevate on his jump shots. He gets a little sloppy at the top of the key when he drives. If he can clean up some of his handle, he could definitely be a first rounder in 2019. That's a good take, I think, from John. Yeah. Who's in your five bad statues and plaques? These are the worst ones I could find quickly. All right, here we go at number five. Okay, it must be hard, by the way, to have a good statue because so many look nothing like the inspiration. Number five, Andy Murray. You know the tennis star isn't proud of this. That looks like your grumpy Uncle Irving.
Yeah.
Uncle Waldo.
It doesn't look like Andy Murray at all.
It doesn't look like Andy.
No.
Number four, Tupac Shakur. Are we sure that's him or supposed to be him? I don't look anything like Tupac.
Yeah, that does not look like Tupac.
All right, number three, Cristiano Ronaldo. Yeah.
I laugh every time I see this one.
I know. One of the most handsome men in the world. This looks like it's intended to insult Ronaldo.
Is this like, who's the guy from the Goonies? Hey, you guys.
Sloth?
Is that Sloth?
Number two, John, the Lucille Ball statue. She looks like a maniac. Look at this. She looks like she...
look at that.
If you see her even closer, the teeth are really bad. About the only thing they got right is the hair. Well, if she had bronze-colored hair. And number one, I'm moving Brandi Chastain to number one. This looks more like Ed Wilson than it does Brandi Chastain.
Are we sure that's not Gary Busey as well?
It's just terrible. It's so bad.
That looks nothing like her. Like,
I know.
If you had a statue or a plaque that you looked nothing like the person, wouldn't you like hold off on revealing and say, hey, we need to tweak this a little bit?
Yes.
Why do they reveal these things when they can tell they're nothing like the person?
First of all, I don't understand how the person sculpted that thought. Well, here's Brandi Chastain.
Looked more like Babe Ruth than Brandi Chastain.
It did. But hey, you've been a lookalike for Beaker.
Yeah, right? I have. That's right. Yeah.
That got by us.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, let's go to OS in Des Moines. OS, how are you on this Memorial Day weekend?
Good, good, real good. I want to talk about the Indy 500.
Let's do it.
More importantly, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Tony Stewart. Oh, I miss that guy. Tony Stewart.
We all miss him.
Inducted into the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Hall of Fame on Friday.
Smoke.
Old Spice, just I love that sponsor and that name. What a great name, Old Spice.
Oh, it's the best. It is the best. O period S period. All right, thank you. So we got an Indy 500. We got Hot Wheels, John. We got Hot Wheels. That nobody was hurt in this, by the way, somehow miraculously. So Tony Stewart is the subject of today's Indy 500 call.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe Will Power might
Will be. Will Power is the best name in racing, maybe in all of sports.
Now, do you think when his parents named him that, they thought that...
He's Will Power.
Yeah, do you think they put two and two together that Will Power, or do you think they just... It was a random choice.
Look at him. He's got Will Power.
That is Will Power right there.
Yeah, I mean, he's shouting at everybody. He looks like the Lucille Ball statue.
My God, Milk was amazing. A bad choice today.
Oh, it's so hot. Milk was a bad choice. That looks terrible. Man, oh gosh, that guy, Will Power... He's a winner. Also, who won the Coca-Cola 600? It was Kyle Busch,
right? Kyle Busch.
He's won everywhere.
First driver, I think, to win in every track on the NASCAR circuit, Sprint Cup circuit.
Gosh, I remember he was the subject of a sound-off sketch back in the day from Chris Hassel, and it was basically, Kyle Busch is a douche. That's what the video was called. Face Off visits Black Friday plus other hot topics. That and final live calls, maybe OS will call back. 515, somebody wake that fan up and let her know Nebraska's losing. 515-282-9010. You can email the show, soundoff at whotv.com. It came as no surprise, Sidney Milani crushed the tiny ref in their race at Principal Park. The surprise came when she threw out the first pitch and was clocked at 96 miles an hour, prompting the Cubs to immediately offer her a multi-year deal. Shane in Marshalltown.
Have not confirmed that yet, but
no.
Possible. Time to bounce around some more topics. We call it face-off. Jamie Pollard has been the AD at Iowa State 14 years. Pollard told the Register's Randy Peterson he wants Ames to be his last career stop. Pollard is 53. If Matt Campbell and Steve Prohm keep performing well, Pollard will be at Iowa State until he wants to leave.
Cyclone fans should hope Pollard stays on the job. Pollard has helped transform athletics facilities and fan self-esteem. He's also one of the few ADs around who doesn't sound like an Autobot. By the way, that is a fantastic illustration in the Register story.
It is. White Sox catcher Wellington Castillo was suspended 80 games by Major League Baseball after testing positive for EPO, a performance-enhancing substance. Castillo, a former iCub, takes full responsibility.
Yeah.
No excuses. That's refreshing, right?
Yes. No accidentally took the wrong supplement, or I have no idea how this got in my system. It's a guy on the fringe who made a decision to try and buy an edge. And though I don't condone it, John, I understand it. Robinson Cano just got suspended. Cheating helped Cano land a $240 million deal. You know how much money he has to give back?
How much?
Nothing.
The Iowa-Nebraska Black Friday football game will take a break in 2020 and 21. Now, the Huskers and Hawkeyes will still play those years, just not on Black Friday. Earlier this week, Nebraska AD Bill Moose said the rivalry will resume in 2022 on Black Friday and stay there for the foreseeable future. That's a good move.
It's a great move. This has a chance to become a real rivalry if Nebraska gets better at football.
Yeah, Iowa has dominated Big Red. The new Solo movie is in theaters. I'll admit I'm way behind on the Star Wars movies. You like this branch off into Han Solo?
I've seen all the Star Wars movies, the first three because I wanted to, the rest because I have kids. Han Solo is by far my favorite character, and I really enjoyed learning his backstory. No one can fill Harrison Ford's shoes, but this dude who looks more like a young Ray Liotta did fine. It was 100 degrees out today. I stepped into a cool theater, had fun for 2 hours. What more do you want, right?
Nothing. Had fun.
Over under. Summer soccer options. Overrated. World Cup. No Team USA.
What's happening? Underrated. The Des Moines Menace. Local. Good soccer. Plenty of local players to watch.
All right. We've reached the point of the show where Tiny Ref usually makes an appearance.
Probably taking a break.
Yeah. He's got to be. I'm surprised to see him.
1 minute. Let's keep it tight.
Yeah. I'll bet you're out of breath.
Tired. Chased down.
Got time for a quick call from Big Boy.
Hi, boys. I just want to know, would you rather watch Tiny Ref versus Sidney Milani Part 2 or Sidney Milani versus LeBron James? And who would you bet your house on? Thank you.
Wow.
It's just getting away from us tonight, isn't it? It's just getting so silly.
I want to see Part 2 of Milani versus the ref and just give the ref maybe a 10-second head start. I think he still gets chased down.
I do too.
She doesn't really look like she was even running very hard in that.
I think she was laughing most of the
way. She was giggling the whole time she's running, chasing him down.
She has a really bubbly – you watch her run and you think, gosh, she looks like she's a senior in college. And then you talk to her and she's like, oh, giddy teenager.
Can't stop laughing. Yeah.
Bubbly teenager. Well, that's going to do it for us. We are back next week, and we hope you are too.
We leave you with the sound-off send-off, another look at Tiny Ref's embarrassing race, and a big thanks to the Iowa Cubs and Sidney Milani. No thanks to Tiny Ref.
No thanks to Tiny Ref.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.